Hey guys, thanks for listening to another episode of Women Well-Rounded Radio. Tonight's episode is going to be about 90 Day Fiancé. Yay! So, let's get straight to it. It aired this past Sunday at 8, and boy, was that an explosive episode. First of all, let's just talk about Eric and Rita. Okay, so I guess he forgot his pants or something like that, and she's like disrespecting him and talking to him like a dog and basically saying, who does that? Like, I wouldn't forget my dress and blah blah blah. He kind of seems like a dunce to me, and that's why I'm coming to the conclusion that the more I watch him, he actually is immature for his age, and he looks so old you wouldn't even think that about him. He's just such an old looking guy in the face. Like, I don't know if he did some heavy drinking or some drugs in his day, but he's the oldest 40-year-old guy I've ever seen. I'm sorry, just to me, for a middle-aged person, he just looks really old. So anyway, moving on. I mean, if that was me, like, he just seems really desperate, and somebody was talking to me like that, we wouldn't be walking down the aisle. And by the looks of it, his own children didn't show up, his two oldest daughters, and nobody really was there. So I don't know if that's gonna last. I think she's really gonna have an expectation of him as far as taking care of her and her son, and really that expectation is gonna be through the roof of him. And I don't think he's going to be able to uphold that at all. I don't see that lasting. I'm not sure. So, okay, let's talk about Ashley and Jay. I guess she caught him with a woman on Tinder, chatting back and forth, exchanging messages. So she's really upset. She feels like a fool, and rightfully so. You are older than him, so it's kind of, it's really, you're really setting yourself up for failure, because one, you're expecting a 20-year-old to be faithful to you. Two, because of his immaturity and being so young, obviously it's his first marriage, it's his first real relationship, most likely, because he's a young guy, he was a bachelor, he probably was a little player. So how do you expect him to be so into you that he's like faithful for like the rest of your lives? That's crazy. I mean, people have unrealistic expectations, and I think they're so desperate for love that they're too blind to see the reality of the situation. So obviously I don't see that lasting with her and Jay, unless she's desperate enough to take him back eventually and really try to work it out. I just don't know. I'm kind of done with them, so I don't know. But then we have Asuelo and Kalani. I really like Asuelo. I don't like Kalani. I think she is a witch on a broom. She misses her broom every episode. She forgets where she parks it. Her and her entire family. And they're all like against poor Asuelo, who's only 23. This guy, they're blaming him like he miraculously impregnated her. She was a sleeping, I don't know, a virgin in her sleep or something. And they're treating it like that. And I think, her father doesn't know. Just her sister and her mom. And obviously Asuelo. So they're treating it as if, like, he did it on purpose, and they just can't believe what he did. Oh, how dare him. No, honey. He climbed up on top. She probably liked it. And she laid there, and she took the D, okay? Let's just call it for what it is. You don't get pregnant on your own, okay? It takes two. A man doesn't just crawl up on you that you're dating, you're in love with, and about to marry, and say, hey, listen, I need to find a place to put my stash. That's just not how it goes. You laid there and you enjoyed it just as much as he did. So let's keep it real, honey, okay? Stop playing, because I'm just being petty right there, I guess. But it's the truth. I just think that's, you know, that's just my opinion. Okay, and now let's move on and talk about Colt and his, well, wife, or whatever you want to call it. Okay, Larissa, I guess, is insane with certain things. She's a hot-blooded, or whatever you want to call it, a hothead Latina, Brazilian, whatever, you know, she's from Brazil. So she's, you know, got some sort of temper with him. And Colt seems to stay dangerously, to me, in my opinion, and unusually calm about things. So I guess they got into an argument and he called the police on her, which was stupid. Way stupid. That was actually what you call a punk ass move. Excuse my language, but that's what you call a punk cowardly move. Because you have a woman here in this country who doesn't have a green card, doesn't have her citizenship, etc., etc., and you go and call the police and you start, and you know, you're including and you are involving law enforcement. You are bringing attention to the situation that there's a problem, there's a police report now. Now all these things are on file, and it looks really bad for her sake to stay in the country. So I don't know, it's so weird to see a guy that can't handle a situation where he has to call the police on his woman. Like, dude, you couldn't just, like, get in your car and drive away and get away from the situation for a few minutes and let everybody kind of blow up, you know, some steam and then come back to it and try to regroup. I just don't understand the police calling. I think that was crazy. Why would you? I mean, if he's doing that in the beginning of the relationship, what else is he capable of doing? You're going to call the police on me just because I'm having an argument with you? That's crazy. Like, a lot of things are out of control. I don't know if she tried to attack him. I could see if she tried to attack him and, you know, he got hurt or something and he was trying to, like, you know, avoid the situation and he had no choice and his back was up against the wall. But I don't think it was any way to that. I don't think it was near that at all. So calling the police, I think it was just a cowardly, a punk move. Like, seriously, I don't know. I don't know if that's going to last. I don't see it lasting. So, okay, let's move on to Jonathan and Fernanda. I love this couple. My favorite, my absolute favorite. I so want them to work out. I think Fernanda is 100% here for love. She has nothing to do with wanting to come to the United States. She really is into this guy. They look like a great couple. They just mesh well. I think if they can get over the hump of whatever it is that he's not coming forward with on this show, regarding his mother and his sister and his estranged relationship with them, I think they'll be okay. If he can just come clean with whatever reason it was that he is not really, you know, close with his mom or his sister or whatever, it would help Fernanda and his relationship. Like, they're the kind of people that they don't even need to involve anyone else, because they're in such love with each other that people see that and they become jealous and they'll want to try to break that up. So they're kind of better, like, they're better off staying away from his mother and sister until they can accept her as a true person. Because his mother and sister are, like, mean girls. Like I said that in the last episode, they're truly mean girls. And I don't like them. I don't like the sister. The sister is definitely jealous of her because she looks 10 times better. So his sister just, and she's another one who looks way older than her age. I wonder if these people just say that their age is what it is and it's really not. Because his sister is another one who looks really old at only 22 years old. Okay. So I don't know about that. So let's move on, and I wish Jonathan and Fernandez best, because I think they are the true couple of this season's 90 Day Fiancé. And let's talk about our last couple, which is Olga and Steven. Okay. He left to come back to the United States because he has to make some money, and, you know, they're in the process of waiting for her K-1 visa, and she's upset and crying. This is the most boring couple on the show. It got a little spicy when he actually was considering taking their child to the United States. Like, how do you take a baby who's breastfed away from his mom? That's crazy. So I'm glad that that wasn't like he came to his senses and decided to leave solo and come back to the United States, because that was crazy to take a baby away from its mom. That's insanity. So this particular couple, I don't really have a lot to offer with them, but I wish them the best. I think he has a lot of controlling issues, and I don't see it lasting unless he gets his own therapy, because he has a distorted expectation or some sort of philosophy or his own, you know, childhood drama or past has reflected upon how he's trying to treat this relationship he's in with Olga and his son. And I don't think that's healthy. I think it's better for him to just be honest and try to understand that she's a new mom and really needs the support from him. It's not 100% about, you know, what she can do for him. You really have to be sensitive with a new mom. A lot of people are not. A lot of guys, you know, some guys, I'm not going to say a lot because I don't want to bash you guys, but a lot of men need to understand the hormones, the trauma mentally, us women around the world go through. We need the support of our men. It's very, very important. It's a very delicate time, the first few months after a baby is born. So keep that in mind. So that is it for my 90 Day Fiancé recap. And we're going to see what happens on the reunion. It looks really juicy, guys. It looks so... I'm going to be sitting in front of the television with my tea. And I cannot wait for this Sunday's episode to air. You are listening to 90 Day Fiancé Recap on Woman Well-Rounded Radio. Happy New Year, guys!